This is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Is it in Worcester's future to become more of a bedroom community, a place where people generally commute from instead of commuting to, a city of homes as opposed to a place of jobs, commerce, and industry? Given Worcester's historic significance as one of New England's major commercial centers, this may seem like an odd idea, that Worcester should plan to become more like Newton or Greenwich, Connecticut. But in fact, in terms of its tax base, Worcester has been a bedroom community for decades. In the early 80s, Worcester's tax base was slightly more than 60% residential. Now it's about 80% residential. Residential properties provide the city with over 60% of its total property tax revenues. Of course, these figures are a reflection of the local economy's historic drift from a manufacturing basis to services, especially healthcare and education. Also at work here is the fact that housing values have soared over the past few decades, whereas growth in commercial and industrial values has been less impressive. In other words, to the extent that Worcester already is a bedroom community, this happened by accident. It wasn't the result of more and more people choosing to live in and commute from the city. But that's exactly the goal of local policymakers. They base their hopes in part on the conviction that current and future generations of professionals will prefer to live in active, dense, and transit-oriented communities, as opposed to the more traditional sleepy, low-density, and car-oriented suburban model. One of the advantages of the bedroom community economic development strategy is that it takes some of the job creation pressure off. It's hard to create jobs. Worcester did not boast an especially impressive job creation record over the last decade. Perhaps it's easier to create strong neighborhoods than jobs. There are at least two reasons to think that this is attainable in Worcester. The first is location, location, location. Worcester's closeness to the job-heavy Boston, Metro West, and 495 regions is a big advantage. Springfield, by contrast, is all on its own. Worcester's second big attraction as a place to live lies in its value, particularly in terms of the cost of housing. But Worcester, the bedroom community, also faces obstacles. The first is the public school system. One of the reasons why housing values are so much higher in the suburbs is that the schools are better. I don't need to go into a discussion of how Worcester's SAT or MCAS scores compare with nearby suburbs. Worcester residents vote with their feet. Just look at the data on Worcester's school choice program or area charter school enrollment. The Worcester public schools are clearly not the schools of choice for exactly those types of middle-class professionals that policymakers seek to attract. Another problem is uncertainty about the future of commuter rail. The Lieutenant Governor and others have worked hard to increase the number of trains on the Framingham-Worcester line, particularly through the recent deal with CSX. However, as the MBTA's debt crisis has made clear, there is a broader context here. As much as we all want to enhance Worcester's attractiveness, it's hard to justify expanding service at a time in which we are unable to fund the level of service that we already receive. Indeed, it was, in part, exactly that practice of favor expansion over paying for basic maintenance that put the MBTA in the distress in which it now finds itself. It should also be noted that the evidence is relatively thin for this notion of a generational shift towards denser forms of living. The 2010 census provided abundant evidence that suburbs remain the home of choice to the vast majority of Americans. The American population is still growing, but we continue to see the vast majority of population growth outside core urban areas. Despite the recent spike in gas prices, transit ridership figures nationwide are barely above what they were in 1990. Detached housing units have much lower vacancy rates than multi-unit housing. This is not to say that it can't happen here, nor that the situation is hopeless if Worcester can't claim outstanding public schools and frequent and cheap transit options. We find new uses for old properties all the time. Why not whole cities? But in our decidedly suburban nation, it is going to be a challenge. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.